Blog Talk Radio.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 goals, and tonight he's gonna try to make it.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. First off, we really got to start the show off by apologizing to everybody out there that really tuned in at 3:30 today. I would like to tell you that the world fell around us, you know, but I'm not going to lie to you. We had a long morning this morning and, you know, great Mother's Day, but I worked all night last night, and to be honest with you, I fell asleep and missed the alarm going off. So I do want to apologize to everybody out there, but we're really excited you guys are tuning in today. We're really excited for the show we have today. We're going to do a special tribute to moms. You know, this is a really great day. You know, if it wasn't for moms, none of us would be here, and we really want to take the time out to thank them. You know, we're really excited for what they, you know, for what they've done for us in our lives. You know, we don't exactly see eye to eye with them all the time. But the fact is, you know, they're still our moms, and you know, whether we like it or not, you know, we have to deal with that. You know, everybody's got their own issues with their mothers, but you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I mean, moms are moms, and you know, when times get tough, you know, the best thing we can do is you know, say a prayer for them. You know, try to be there for them like they've been there for us as a kid. So. You know, we're gonna play some music. You know, we're expecting some callers today. We've really been able to reach out this week, although things have been really busy for us. You know, we've been able to make some contact with some guys, and we're really excited. You know, we want to be able to talk a little bit about some rodeos. You know, not a whole lot going on down here that I'm aware of, you know, but, you know, we're going to sit back and we're going to talk rodeo, and hopefully we'll get to know some of the guys out there. You know, if you're interested in calling in, the number is 646-915-9940. And if you want, you can call, you know, call in, you know, wish your mama, you know, the very best on Mother's Day. And, you know, this show is going to re-air on our website all week. So, you know, you guys can call your mom and tell her to tune in and check out the website and, you know, listen into the show, tell her that there's a special gift for her there. So, you know, we're gonna sit back and play a little bit of music, and hopefully we'll take some callers when we get back.
About 10 years old, hide and seek, I found me in the closet. Ready or not, I stumbled on and opened up that box of yearbooks, letters, black and whites, 100 maybe more. Next thing I know, my brothers and me got them scattered on the floor. Yeah. It was one of her flipping the bird, sitting on a Harley. And if you were some hairy hippie dude, turns out his name was Charlie. Her hair, her clothes, her drinking, smoking, had us boys confused. I'll never forget the day us nosy kids got introduced to Mama, for she was Mama, in a spring bikini in Tijuana. Won't admit she smoked marijuana, but I saw Mama, for she was Mama. We put that that box right where it was and never said a word. Oh, but growing up got hard just trying not to picture her in anything but aprons, dresses, minivans, and church. Oh, and Daddy would have whooped our butts for digging up that dirt. Oh, Mama, for she was Mama in a spring bikini in Tijuana. She won't admit she smoked marijuana, but I saw Mama, for she was Mama. Above her halo, her face turns red when we bring up that tie-dyed Winnebago. She runs and hides and still denies that hip-high rose tattoo. She burned that box of forget-me-nots when she found out we knew about Mama, for she was Mama in a string bikini in Tijuana. Won't admit she smoked marijuana, but that was Mama, for she was Mama. And there's that one down in the Bahamas, oh, but that was Mama, for she was Mama. Yeah, call Red Hand.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I know we all find out some things later on in life about our moms that we wish we wouldn't have, you know, but just thought that song was a little appropriate. You know, we all wonder and, you know, what our moms were like before they became mamas, you know, they were just as wild as we were, you know, believe it or not. So, you know, but we do want to thank them today. You know, this is a great time for us and we're just, you know, we're excited you guys are tuning in and we're excited that, that you guys are here. You know, we've still got a couple more songs that we definitely want to get out there and play for moms. A lot of them are a little bit more fitting for Mother's Day. But you know, we definitely appreciate what moms have done for us out there. You know, we're also on our chat room. If you click on the Blog Talk Radio site, you can actually go to chat now, and we're there. And if you want to send a special request out, or if you want to just send a little note out to us, you know, log on and check us out, say hey. So you know, we're going to take another little break and we're going to play another song or two, and you know, we'll be right back.
But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt.
me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. And all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Worth all that's lost, just to see you smile.
Guys, well, one of the things we want to also recognize is, you know, it's not just our moms, but it's also the moms of our children, you know, our wives, and I mean, I don't know about you guys out there, but I know my wife is really, you know, she's done a lot for us, especially in this last year, you know, especially these bull riders, you know. I mean, a lot of times we need that support, you know, and like, you know, a lot of times they are like our moms, you know. I mean, they do take care of us even as adults, so. You know, we definitely want to thank them as well. And, you know, that song really reflects a lot on me. You know, that was a big thing, you know, just, you know, we really want to take the time and recognize that, you know, just to see you smile would make my day. And it does, it definitely brightens my day. So, you know, hopefully you guys are, you know, feeling the same way. And like I said, you know, we're just we're glad that that we do have our moms out there, and we have our wives, you know, that are taking care of our kids and being good moms for them. So you know, we definitely want to thank them, and you know, we're excited. We definitely want to talk a little bit about what we have going on upcoming here. We've got a lot of new things in the works. We definitely want to take some callers, so if you guys are interested, it's 646-915-9940. So make sure you guys give us a call. Ask us questions. You know, we definitely want to communicate with you guys. We want to know that you guys are out there, and we want to try to answer some of your questions. So, you know, if you guys are interested, like I said, it's 646-915-9940. You know, I really haven't had a chance to even check in a lot on the bull riding this week. I've just been so busy. I actually worked 7 days this week, so things have been real rough here, but, you know, doing what we can to get by. You know, we got a lot of things, like I said, coming up with this website. You know, we really think that M80 is just on the groundbreaking level, and I've had a lot of responses back. You know, we're definitely looking to first off get a co-host for our show. You know, we really want to have somebody on a regular basis that we can communicate with. You know, it's hard for me to sit back and talk to myself, you know. Some people that may know me out there may think, yeah, it's pretty normal for them, but it really isn't, you know. And you know, we're hoping that we can get some callers in. We'd like to get a regular call in, you know, during the week, and you know, try to host this show with us. So, you know, we're hoping that we can, you know, we can get some feedback on that. If you guys are interested, make sure you drop us an email. Go to my MySpace and leave a message on that. You know, we're definitely. Definitely interested. So right now, like I said, because this thing is so new, and because we're a not-for-profit deal, we, you know, we haven't got our way of bringing in profits yet. So you know, there's not going to be a pay for it, but the overall outcome on this is going to be something tremendous. And we know that once things do get in order, that it's going to really take off. And you know, we're hoping that we're trying to establish some relationships with some guys that we're going to be looking to sponsor maybe for next season. So, you know, as our revenue starts to come in, you know, as we start getting these shirts and these hats and things like that made up, you know, we're gonna be working really hard to put that money back in and be able to utilize it to send it back out to a lot of the bull riders out there. You know, we're also gonna be looking to try to get some sponsorships on the website. You know, we're gonna form like a team similar to the PBR has Team Enterprise. You know, we're gonna do something similar with that. We're gonna work on getting some sponsorships. You know, we're gonna have guys, donate for their advertisement, and we're gonna put it out on our riders. And you know, so it's a great way to get sponsorships. You know, we're gonna be able to utilize Making Eight outreach and you know, really get out there and start doing that. So. You know, we got a lot of things coming up. You know, next week we've got our tribute to the military. You know, that's going to be next Saturday. It's in celebration of Armed Forces Day. And a lot of people don't really recognize it. It's posted on the calendars, but a lot of people oversee it, you know. It's not something that they post in the news, and of course it's not a paid holiday. But, you know, we definitely, in this day and age, we really wanted to pay tribute to those guys that are overseas. And, you know, we're hoping we're going to get some military guys to call in, maybe some guys even from overseas. You know, we'll see how that goes. You know, like I said, things have been really, really slow here, you know, as far as the talk show goes. You know, haven't really had any callers or anything, but we're looking for your calls. So, you know, like I said, if you're interested, you want to send, send a love message to your mother, your wife, you know, thanking them for being a good mom and being there. You can call into our show at 646-915-9940. So, you know, make sure you do that. You know, we're going to play a couple more songs and, you know, hopefully get some callers on the line. You know, if you are a caller and we don't get to you right away, just hang tight. You know, we will be there. So, you know, just listen in and, you know, make sure you got your computers turned down a little bit. I know one of the first times we had some callers, you know, the radio was, or the computer was turned on pretty loud in the background. There's about a, 15 second delay or so. So, make sure you got your computers turned down, and we're going to sit back and talk some radio. We want to find out about what's going on with you guys. So, just hang tight. We're going to be right back in just a few minutes.
Took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand.
Hey guys, we're back. You know, we sorry about the little delay there, and we're really sorry about you know, the things that have happened with us being late coming into the show today. But you know, we're just happy that we're here, and we're happy you guys are tuning in. You know, we're still trying to get the kinks out on this. You know, I wish, like I said, I wish I could say that there was a big explosion down the road and you know, our computers were down or we lost power or something, you know, but that's just not the case. You know, I ended up falling asleep. So, you know, it happens. You know, we just got to keep on keeping on. And, you know, like I said, we're just glad that we were able to do this. And, you know, we're glad that we're able to send our love out to our moms. So, you know, and our wives, the ones that are taking care of our children, you know, and our moms for our kids. So, you know, we're definitely excited. We got a lot of things coming up. You know, this next week, you definitely don't want to miss next Saturday's show, which will be at 3:30, hopefully. You know, unless somebody slips some sleeping pills on me or something. You know, I don't know, but I think the wife may have done that today. Who knows? You know, but you know, definitely going to do a tribute to the troops next week, and you know, we're really excited about that. You know, this is something that weighs heavy on me just because I'm a former Marine. And, you know, we got to show these guys overseas, you know, whether we agree with what's going on over there or not. You know, this is the time in the day and age where, you know, things happen like that. And, you know, the only thing we really can do is pray for them and support them. You know, so if you guys are interested in calling in next week, you know, send some love out to somebody that you know that's in the military, you know, or has been in the military. This is Armed Forces Day, so we want to celebrate all the branches of the service. You know, we really want to make sure that these guys know that we appreciate the job that they have done or that they are doing now. So, you know, but today, back to the moms. You know, if you guys are interested in calling in, it's 646-915-9940. That's 646-915-9940. You know, if you guys tune in, we're also on the chat room. So you guys, you know, stop in. Let us know you guys are out there and you guys are listening. So, we're definitely excited about what we have going on. We're going to jump back and play another mom song. You know, then we'll get back next half hour and we're going to talk about a little bit of rodeos and you know, we'll talk about what we have going on with the site. So you guys stay tuned.
I grew up the oldest son in a small Midwestern town. There wasn't much to see or do for many miles around. We didn't have the luxuries of toys like other kids, but I did appreciate the loving things my daddy did. Mama used to say to me, the holes in my blue jeans. Had to sew the holes by hand, we had no sewing machine. Trying to make a house a home was the only thing on her mind. She never had the time for us, her love was left behind. And every day I waited for the change that never came. My heart would ache just longing for my mama's ways. Every night on my knees I pray to God above and ask Him why I've never known a mother's love. I look back at my high school years with the fondest memories. The baseball games, the football team. Always proud of me, his love he couldn't hide. But mama never seemed to care about anything I tried. After high school graduation, I couldn't take it anymore. I packed my things in an old suitcase and headed for the door. Saying, tell me that you love me more and I'll turn around and stay. But the I heard that day.
Bye.
All right, guys, we're going to turn the tables a little bit and, you know, hopefully be able to talk some rodeo. You know, we want to talk some rodeo with you. We want to find out what's going on up in your area. So if you guys are interested, make sure you give us a call at area code 646-915-9940. Give us a call, talk live, you know. It's just like a regular conversation. We want to know what's going on up here in your area, so make sure you give us a call. You know, we're really excited about what's going on. You know, with our outreach, you know, what we're setting up, you know, like I said, what you guys are hearing today is just a groundbreaking, you know, this is just a groundbreaking portion of this, this outreach. And, you know, that we truly know that, you know, within the next little while, you know, hopefully the next, couple months, you know, we're going to have things so kicked off that, people aren't going to be able to hold making eight down, you know, that we're going to really be taking off. So, you know, make sure you guys keep tuning in. Tell other people about us. You know, that's how we're getting out right now. You know, it's going to be a different ball game once we get, you know, once we get, you know, our shirts and our hats and logos and stuff made up, and we get these bigger sponsors that are going to really take care of us. But you know, we're going to turn this around. We're going to give it back to the Bull Riders. You know, we're not going to be looking for any kind of profit or anything with this outreach. You know, M80 is really designed to truly help other riders. And, you know, we're going to set up, we're going to try to sponsor a couple riders. You know, we want to get that established now. We want to establish those relationships. We want to find out truly how you are, how you do in the rodeos this, you know, this portion of the year before we decide to who we're going to sponsor for next season. You know, so get involved today. The longer you wait, the longer it's going to take for us to really truly get to know you, which is going to in return delay us being able to help you out in the long run. So, you know, make sure you guys get involved. Call into the radio show. Let us know how things are going up in your area. Let us know how things are going, you know, for you in particular. You know, whether it be personal things, you know, like I said, we're here to help. That's what we do. You know, that's what we're really designed for. And, you know, we're just, you know, we really want to be able to reach out to other people. And, you know, your troubles could actually save somebody else, and that's what we want to be able to do. So let's sit back and, you know, we really want to talk rodeo. We want to, you know, we want to find out what's going on with you. You know, we're going to sit back. Actually, we got a caller right now, so we're going to go live on the air, okay? M80, you're on. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. How you doing tonight?
Good. Who we got out there?
This is Tyler Matheny from Ohio.
Hey, Tyler. How you doing today, man? This is Scott.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah? Well, so what's new up in your area, man? How long you been riding?
I've been riding for about a year and a half.
For about a year and a half now? Great,
yeah.
Man. That's awesome. What associations are you riding?
I ride for this new association in Ohio called COPBRA.
Okay.
I ride some NABA shows, and then just a few backyard ones that are around here.
Awesome,
right,
man.
Yeah.
That's great. What got you into to bull riding?
Actually, it was a bet. I went to a bull riding to watch my buddy, and he betted me $20 I wouldn't do it. So I got on, got knocked out, went back 2 weeks later, and got on another one, and rode him for 7.2, and I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, I understand that, man. I understand for sure. That's one of those say I won't deals, you know. I mean, I know how my whole life has been that same way, man. So, you know, I definitely feel you there. But, man, we're excited. We're glad that you called in today. You do anything special for your mother?
Yeah, I made her dinner tonight and everything.
Oh, man, that's the way to do it, bro. Gotta look after your moms, you know.
Yeah.
We don't always agree with them, but, you know, they're still our moms. We got to love them. So what's up, man? You know, you got anything for us? Any questions or anything like that?
Do you guys do, like, any sanctioned events yet or anything?
No, not yet.
On your own rodeos yet?
No, we're actually hoping that, you know, within the next couple of years, it's going to take, man, it's probably going to take a couple of years before we can get to that level. You know, we're taking this slow and easy. This has actually been a year in progress, man. And we, you know, we'd like to say that we've actually grown up quite a bit, but we've got so many other goals and stuff that we're really trying to do. So, you know, that is one of our things that we do have planned, you know, within the next couple of years is we want to have like a, you know, a M80 series. You know, we're going to kind of branch out. We want to try to get out to some of the other rodeos, and you know, we want to spend time helping others get to where they want to go. So, you know, once we get our corporate sponsors and we get things lined up with that, which, you know, there's a lot going on behind the scenes that a lot of people can't see, is that, you know, we're in communications with a lot of different people and a lot of guys that are definitely showing interest in what M80 is there to do. So, you know, we've got a lot of potential for it. It's not quite there yet. You know, like I said, we are in contact. You know, I'm in contact quite a bit with stock contractors and things, you know. So it's definitely the potential, you know, to do something like that. You know, I'm sure you follow the PBR, so you know what's going on, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, you know how they have the Team Enterprise series.
Yeah.
Out. Well, that we want to kind of start off with something similar to that. We want to create an M80 team, you know, team make an eight, and you know, what we want to do is send our guys out, you know, to ride in all different kind of sanctioned events, represent Team Make an Eight, but also represent our corporate sponsors that we're going to have. You know, so some of the ones that we really have set up, and we don't want to mention anything just because we don't want to get our hopes up. We don't want to give false advertisements that that's who's sponsoring us yet. But, you know, we do have a lot of things in the work with a lot of different companies and, you know, a lot of bigger companies. And if they definitely contribute to us, then what we'll do is distribute that out amongst the team. You know, we'll kind of break it up and, you know, and then once we get that, then what we'll do is we'll kind of have those guys that are involved with Team Make an Eight kind of compete on their own level, different circuits. You know, we'll keep points on you know, we'll have a point system for what they're, you know, for what sanction they're riding in. You know, just showing up at the rodeos are going to, you know, give you points and things like that. And then, you know, like one, you know, towards the end of the year or something, then we're going to have a big, like a Team Make an Eight championship rodeo. So, it's in the works, man. Just, you know, like I said, this is so new, man. We really didn't start developing this site, you know, like it is now up until just a couple months ago. So, you know, just within the last couple months, man, it's really grown up. But listen, Tyler, man, I'm really glad you called. And, you know, I saw you add me to your MySpace, and I think that's great, man. You know, keep in contact with us. Let us know what's going on, you know.
No,
you know,
I will.
How are the bull rides up there, man? They got they bring
they,
good...
we over the past year, like last year, we had some decent stock, you know, some that you could get mid-80s ride on, but normally they were right around mid-70s, high 70s.
Okay.
But,
now, are they just bull riding, or is that full rodeos up there?
Around here, it's pretty much just bull riding. It's kind of a little fling around here. Like,
well, I'll tell you what, man.
It's getting bigger here, but...
Yeah, well, anymore, man, that's where it's at, you know. I mean, people pay money to go watch bull riding, you know, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I give ropers and I give, you know, other rough stock riders and barrel racers and everything all the credit in the world, man, because they have a lot more to uphold, you know, at these rodeos. They have a lot more to compete for. They're competing against each other. They're competing against their times, but they're also competing against bull riders, you know. It's sorry to say because it really has died off. I enjoy personally going out to full rodeos.
I do too.
But it does, man. It drags on because we can sit there for a long time waiting about those, you know, thinking about our bulls that we have and everything. So, you know, it definitely is what it is, man. You know, we're just gonna, you know, we just got to keep holding on. Like I said, you know, these associations, everything's going to bull riding now, man. This is definitely where it's at, and that's why M80 really is designed to help out these bull riders. You know, we want to help out other riders like yourself and you know, like that are out here listening. You know, we want to get these guys where it's at, and you know, things aren't getting any easier with the price of gas getting more expensive, and you know, I mean, everything. So we want to do what we can to try to help out as well.
I know exactly what you mean, but about the full rodeo thing, like I don't just ride bulls. I just started roping and stuff again, and me and my fiance are team roping together.
Oh, wow, man, that's great.
Her brothers are teaching me how to ride broncs and whatnot.
Okay, cool.
Trying to
go
for an all-around cowboy.
There you go, man. That's where it's at too, we got to keep it, on that level, man. The full rodeos, there's still a lot, man. There's still a lot going on with those. And we especially as bull riders, because there's a lot of guys that only show up to see the bull riding,
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, there's a whole lot of other events out there. And, if it takes us bull riders getting out there and actually getting on just to draw that crowd, hey, that's where it's at. We'll keep doing it, man. But, that's really great. Now, with your fiance, do they let her compete in the associations with you, or are you guys just running like in practice pens and stuff right now?
Right now we're just practicing everything. We're trying to get everything down packed so when we do start hitting the rodeos and roping everything together, that we're pretty consistent and we got a chance of making money.
There you go. Yeah, I know it's tough too, especially for women that are wanting to get involved with roping. I got a friend that ropes up in Mississippi, and she has a heck of a time trying to compete on a level that is going to pay anything, just because of the fact that a lot of times they won't let women sign up for any kind of roping event. So, it's a shame, but hopefully these things will change with the time. I mean, obviously, I don't know how they are up in Ohio, but I know down here in Florida we actually have several women that I competed against, and they're bull riders, so
there's a few girls up here that ride. There's a girl that comes in from Pennsylvania to ride over here, and like me and her are pretty good friends and everything, and I've rode a few circuits with her, and
there you go.
It's
times are definitely changing, so we got to definitely encourage that, man. That's that's an awesome thing, especially with your fiance now. Are you guys set to get married anytime real soon, or
we're still trying to figure out the date and everything, but,
okay.
She's got a daughter, and she barrel races too. Both of them do, her and her daughter.
Oh, wow.
And, her daughter's 4, and we got a few little steers and stuff around the farm and all that.
Yeah.
And, we got our own bulls that we practice on and everything, and we've put Amberly, the 4-year-old, on a few of the real small steers.
Wow.
And, timed her to see how long she could hang on, and she rode them. She rode one for, 29.7 seconds.
Wow.
And, she loves getting on them, so we're going to wait till she gets older, and then we're going to have her keep practicing around the house, and she wants to ride bulls, so that's what we're going to have her do.
Hey, that's where it's at, man. That's cool. Yeah, I got my 9-year-old son. He's been interested in the calves. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you, man. Being away from the rodeo, it's been really hard to get out there to him. I don't know if you know the whole deal, but I was injured last year, last March. Pretty bad head injury. So, being with that, and then I had my daughter was born in June, so I had to hold off for a while, and then relocated from Daytona Beach over here to Clearwater on the west coast of Florida. So, it's been a long struggle this year, but hopefully, I definitely plan on getting back out. Nothing else to get out there, the practice pens this year and next year. I'm taking it up a notch and maybe getting out to some of these rodeos a little bit more. My kids saw the accidents. They're having a little hard time dealing with it, so I want to
make sure. Yeah, that's my biggest fears right there.
Yeah.
My kid watching, seeing me get hurt.
Yeah, it definitely is a rough thing. Once they saw me at the hospital, they knew that I was all right. But, it still weighs heavy on them, for them to see me out there. So, family comes first, man. That's where it's at. You got to prioritize and, make sure that they're taken care of first and that they understand. So I won't go back until they're ready, but hoping that we can kind of encourage them and get them ready before the end of this year, so I can get out there and get on some practice bulls and then get back at it next year. So
I got a practice pen Tuesday night, actually. So I got a practice pen Tuesday night I'm going to, actually.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I went to one last Wednesday or Thursday, and I was the only one that showed up, and I got on 13 straight bulls and rode them all, and I don't even know how, because I've been in a slump for 4 months now, haven't been able to ride anything, bucked off everything I got on.
Yeah.
And then I went to that practice pen, and I rode every bull that I got on, and I'm going back, and I'm going to ride the same bulls again, and depending on how I do, I might have pulled out of my slump. I'm going to go in and up in a few different bull ridings here this next weekend and see how I do.
There you go. Where are you set to ride at this weekend?
Hat Creek Arena, which is up in Vanwort, Ohio. Which
okay.
They have the best bulls in the state of Ohio.
Okay.
They got their own website and everything. If you go on there and look at their bull roster, most of their bulls that are there now have been in the PBR at one time and has bucked off some of the top name riders. And
wow.
Up there, the average score right up there is right around 84 to 86 points.
Nice.
They got real good bulls up there.
Well, that'll definitely get you into money, you know. Biggest thing is, man, bear down and get explosive, man. You know, that's been our whole motto, and that's where we, you know, that's why we have that as our motto is, you know, I mean, everybody says you got to get down and get nasty on those bulls, but, man, get explosive, get excited about what you're doing, man. You know, it's a great sport, you know. I mean, I know when I rode in the PBR, you know, afterwards, did an autograph session with, you know, Rob Smets was sitting right next to me, and him and I were signing autographs together, and that was, for me, a dream come true, you know. I mean, that's just something that most guys can only dream about, man. It was a great opportunity, and, you know, I said, you know what, man, you know, this is where it's at, and whether or not I ever were to get back on a bull, which, you know, I mean, I know I'm getting back on, but, to be where I was, man, is a great opportunity, and I'll be able to carry that with me wherever I go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you got to get overwhelmed, man. You just got to get, you know, got to get excited about what you're doing and know that this is a great sport, man. You know, some people don't understand it. Some people think we're crazy for doing it, but, man, it is. It's such a great sport, you know.
It gives you a lot of self-confidence and
absolutely
all that good stuff. And the biggest thing about it is a lot of people look at you in a different way and tell you you're crazy and everything because you're getting on there and getting on a 2,000-pound ant, riding it and everything, when you're really not, you know. That's just what you enjoy doing, you know.
You're right, man. You know, and, you know, like I said, I grew up, man, I played sports, so I know what it's about, you know, you know, but that competition level seems to go away at the rodeos, you know, against each other, you know. I mean, I'm not competing against my traveling partner, you know.
Yeah.
I go out there and I compete against those bulls, you know, and, you know, me, and then I go around and pull his rope and I encourage him, you know. It's great. It's an awesome feeling, man, and you just don't see that. Events, so that's, you know, I mean, bull riding is definitely, man, it's something, you know, to be said. I love it, and you know, once it's definitely, you know, it's either in your blood or it isn't, you know, and definitely something that I gotta hang on to. But hey, listen, Tyler, man, we only got about 5 minutes left, so I'm gonna cut back, play a couple more songs before we get out of here. But I definitely appreciate you calling, man. Stay tuned.
No problem. I will
definitely check in on MySpace throughout the week. You know, I'll kind of let you know what we got going on. You know, definitely don't miss next week because we got a tribute to our troops out there. You know, next Saturday is Armed Forces Day, which is mostly just something on a calendar to a lot of people. But, you know, actually served in the military, it definitely is a big thing for me, and we definitely want to say thanks to our troops over there. So definitely make sure you tune in, man. Tell some friends about us, and you know, stay tuned. Like I said, we're gonna let you guys know, and we're gonna do what we can to help you guys get out to where you want to go. So, you know, if you got questions or you got comments about you know, what you got going on in your area, definitely call us. You know, and if you run into any problems or something during the week, man, I've got my phone number posted, my regular phone number posted on the website too. I work pretty much 7 days a week on an ambulance. I work at nights. My phone's always on, man. So, you know, as long as I'm not tied up on an emergency call or something, man, I'll take your call. We can sit back and talk anytime you want, okay?
Okay.
All right, great, man. Thanks, Tyler, for calling in, okay?
No problem. You have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, man, you know, we're excited. You know, this is the first time we've really been able to sit and talk some rodeo with some guys. So, you know, you guys definitely make sure you tune in next week. And, you know, don't forget that, you know, that we've got Armed Forces Day next Saturday. And we're going to be on at 3:30 next week. Like I said, definitely want to apologize for being late today. But, hey, we got it in, you know. You know, we're here. It's better late than never, I guess. So we're glad that you guys have been able to tune in today. And, you know, we definitely want to close out with a little prayer. You know, most rodeos and everything, they start off with a little prayer, but we want to really thank God for what He's given us. Thank God for what, you know, that He's given us, you know, our moms for one, but you know, what He's given us, you know, and the abilities to do things that we do, whether you're a bull rider or not, you know, everybody has their own hobbies. So, you know, we definitely want to thank Him for what He's done for us. Okay. So, we reflect on our moms and the days that we've been given. So, Heavenly, thank You for our moms. We really, truly believe that You have the ultimate plan. You know what's going on. So, we thank You for what You've given us and our talent. We thank You for giving us the to get through, you know, even our troubled times. So, thank You for being there with us. And we ask You to just bless us and keep us safe this week. Whether we're getting on bulls or whether we're going to work, you know, we ask that You touch us. And we ask all
that's on my heart.
Guys, we got about 2 minutes left in this show. And like I said, we truly want to thank you guys for tuning in today. You know, this has been really exciting. You know, we're hoping to get more callers in next week. So you guys make sure that you guys tune in next week. And, you know, definitely don't forget that next week, next Tuesday is Armed Forces Day, or next Saturday is Armed Forces Day. And we're going to do a tribute to our troops. So if you know somebody in the military, want to give a shout out to somebody in the military, definitely make sure you guys do that, okay? And we'll see you guys next week. Be blessed.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Love Talk Radio.